Gambians have received a lot of praise after what was described as one of the most peaceful elections in the history of this country, something that was in fact corroborated by the regional and international observers who were present in the country to observe the entire election process. Fast forward, supporters of some opposition parties have taken to the streets to protest the results of the election and also to stand in solidarity with their party leaders who have lost. That video was taken along the Kairaba Avenue, just next to the American embassy. Protesters had clashed with the police, resulting to tear gas being fired to disperse the crowd.
Which of the three opposition candidates who have said that they will challenge the results of the presidential election do these demonstrators support?
Most of the protesters out there on the streets are supporters of the United Democratic Party led by Usainu Dabo. We've also seen videos where supporters of the Gambia Democratic Congress are out there, but so far we have not seen supporters of Esa Mbaye Fall take part in this protest.
What has happened since Sunday when the results were announced? Did any of these three opposition candidates announce or change their minds to support or to congratulate President Barrow?
James, since the announcement of the results by the Independent Electoral Commission, both the leader of the United Democratic Party and Mama Kande, who is the leader of the Gambia Democratic Congress, have not said a thing yet. They've neither congratulated the president, Adama Barrow, nor have they changed their position as far as protesting the results of the election is concerned. But what we've seen is that Esa Fall has issued a statement on his official Facebook page where he told the Gambian people that he had called President Barrow to congratulate him on this win.
What's on the agenda for President Barrow now? What's coming in the next 2 days or so?
Good question, James. It seems like the only plan is a celebration until the end of the week. As a matter of fact, as soon as President Barrow was declared the winner of the 2021 presidential elections, his supporters wasted no time in storming the capital city in Banjul for a victory celebration. President Barrow also took the opportunity to address his supporters during a victory speech in the capital, where he called for unity between the country's political factions. He said to, you know, put aside their political and other differences and come together as one people towards the development of this country.
Thank you so much again, Sajo, for taking the time to speak with us on Daybreak Africa.
Thank you very much, James.